evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantang with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says Congress and its allies are trying to use constitution as a weapon for their political benefit. AICC General Secretary R.S. Surjwala says India's constitutional ethos, pluralism, diversity, varied ethnicity under attack by BJP and RSS. Angs of all Konyak villages resolves to abstain from participating in the upcoming Lok Sabha election. And four aspirants from Nagaland clears Union Public Service Commission examination 2023. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that Congress and its allies are trying to use constitution as a weapon for their political benefit. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Gaya in Bihar this morning, Modi said a false narrative is being created by the opposition parties to mislead people that BJP will change the constitution. He assured that no one can change the constitution. He said the BJP has tried to instill the true spirit of the constitution among people by institutionalizing the nationalist constitution day in the country. Prime Minister said the nefarious design of the opposition will be defeated by people of the country through vote in the elections. All India Congress Committee General Secretary R.S. Surjwala said India's constitutional ethos, pluralism, diversity and varied ethnicity are under attack by the BJP and RSS. Addressing an election rally in Dimapur district today, Surjwala said the responsibility lies on each citizen to rise together in unison and to say India will not be divided by any sinister design. He said the NDPP-BJP model is dictate, impose, force and intimidate, whereas the Congress model is compassion, love, dialogue, listen and find a solution. Surjwala mentioned that the Congress party constituted Article 371A of the Constitution, which protects Naga traditions, cultures, customary law and practices and ownership and transfer of land, but the BJP wants to change the Constitution. He added that the Modi government wants to abolish the free movement agreement with Myanmar and the borders will be sealed without the consent of the people of Nagaland and other concerned states. Addressing the gathering Congress candidate from Nagaland, Supumaran Jamil said, Chief Minister Nipirio's claim of standing for the people and the BJP is not anti-Christian are not true. Commenting on the allegation by Deputy Chief Minister Dia Zeliang on Congress using the religion card, Jamil said he was raising the issue as his religion is under threat of usurpation. The Angs or kings of all Konyak villages has resolved to abstain from participating in the upcoming Lok Sabha election. In a meeting held at Konyak Union Headquarters in Mon District today, the Angs pledged solidarity to abstain from the election in line with the February 2024 Chen Moho Eastern Nagaland People's Organization Resolution and the 23rd March 2024 Konyak Union Resolution. The decision was taken to protest the failure of both the state and central governments to fulfill the promise to grant the frontier Naga territory, as assured by the Ministry of Home Affairs to the ENPO. The Angs further assured that they will comply with the directives of the Konyak civil societies to initiate any course of action. Meanwhile, the Chang Tribal Apex Organization convened a series of meetings in Tuen Sang Town today on the decision to abstain from the upcoming Lok Sabha election within the Eastern Nagaland jurisdiction. The meetings also decided to urge the political parties to respect the resolution adopted by ENPO advocating for abstention from participating in the said election. The meeting was attended by various civil and students' organizations from Eastern Nagaland. Bharatiya Janata Party leader and advisor for soil and water conservation and information and public relations, Imkong L. Limjin, today asserted the need for the state to maintain a cordial relationship with the center. Addressing a press conference in Kohima, he said all the 60 MLAs endorses the candidature of Dr. Chimbenmuri and exuded hope that he will represent Nagaland at the Lok Sabha. responding to all allegations made by the Congress and charges against the BJP party, he said the opinions were untenable and were not in conformity with reality. Imkong alleged that during the regime of the Congress party, many unimaginable atrocities were committed against the Naga people and had even turned the churches into concentration camps. He also pointed out the Congress manifesto to recognize civil unions between couples belonging to the LGBTQIA plus community and said this is against the tenets of Christianity. Imkong added that the BJP party stands against homosexuality and would never agree to it. The advisor emphasized that all the 60 BDA MLAs are Christians and would defend their religion. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Kohima, Kumar Ramikand, has informed that around 700 polling team vehicles will be arriving at the Deputy Commissioner's office complex on 18th and 19th April for the collection and deposition of poll materials. To ensure smooth passage of the vehicles carrying polling teams and security personnel, the DC and DEO has issued traffic regulations on these days. Accordingly, the area from Razu Point Junction via Old NST and via D Block till DC Brigade will be no parking zone. The area starting from Y Junction till DC Office Exit Road will also be no parking zone. Northbound vehicles will be diverted from DCB Gate towards NHAK Junction, Naga Bazaar and Census Point, Tinpate. Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Kifure Tamsuwati Longoma today held a coordination meeting with security forces, sector magistrates and district administration. Addressing the gathering, Longoma appealed the sector magistrates and security officers to discharge the duties sincerely to ensure peaceful environment during the polls. Traffic regulations and travel plan were also discussed in the meeting. Union Public Service Commission has announced the final result of the Civil Services Examination 2023. Four aspirants from Nagaland, Tolino Chishi, Alem Yim Isaac, Imserenla Longoma and Chubalemba P. Chung have cleared the prestigious exam. Congratulating the successful aspirants, Chief Minister Nipirio said it is a proud moment for Nagaland and wished them a success in the service of the nation. Nagaland State Department of Health and Family Welfare has issued public health advisory in regard to the ongoing heat wave affecting several areas of the state. It is advised to drink plenty of water even if not feeling thirsty and carry water while travelling. Homemade drinks such as lemon water, buttermilk and fruit juices with added salt are also recommended. Eating fruits and vegetables with high water content like watermelon and cucumber is encouraged. In addition, individuals are advised to stay covered by wearing loose, light-colored cotton clothing, using umbrellas or hats, and wearing shoes when going out in the sun. It stressed on the importance of staying alert to local weather news through radio, TV, newspapers, and the India Meteorological Department. To minimize heat exposure, it has advised individuals to stay indoors or in shaded areas as much as possible. If outdoor activities are necessary, it is recommended to schedule them during cooler times of the day. It stated that immersing feet in cold water, using fans and spray bottles, and applying damp clothes or ice towels are effective ways to cool down the body. Advisory for employers and workers included providing cold drinking water and shaded work areas, scheduling strenuous jobs during cooler times of the day, and increasing frequency and length of rest breaks. Employers have been asked to ensure that workers are properly acclimatized and trained to recognize heat-related illness symptoms. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says Congress and its allies are trying to use constitution as a weapon for their political benefit. AICC General Secretary R.S. Surjewala says India's constitutional ethos, pluralism, diversity, varied ethnicity, under attack by BJP and RSS. Aunts of all Konyak villages resolves to abstain from participating in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. And four aspirants from Nagaland clears Union Public Service Commission examination 2023. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.